We had baby number 7 in our family, and I had recently seen one of my good friends post about her sleep training her baby, which she had, I think it was her 5th baby. And I was like, I'm wondering about this. And so I started to look more into it, and I had never really looked into that kind of thing because all of our kids had slept fine. It wasn't a huge deal. I didn't feel like I was a zombie all the time. It wasn't huge. I usually would be getting up once at 4 in the morning and feeding the baby one time and putting him back down, at least by the time they were like 2 months, right? And so it seemed like, okay, I can get through this. But I started to look more into this sleep training thing and decided to go for it with our baby number 7. And my mind was blown. Just how easy it was and how much it really changed our lives. How great it was to have a solid night's sleep, to be confident in knowing how I needed to interact with my kid and the effects that it would have, and to be confident in how to go about getting rid of that 4 a.m. sleep that I was always missing, because I had have to get up at 4 a.m. and feed the baby. And to be able to get rid of that in just 2 nights, it was done. And I was like, what? And here, this is my 7th baby. How did I not know about this? It was so frustrating to me and yet liberating. I wanted to tell everyone. And it got me thinking about all the puppies and all the dogs that we have had come through, and we've tried so many things and we've figured out a lot of things just by the sheer amount of working with so many dogs coming through our home as we kennel train them. And the thing that blew my mind was how much the sleep training coordinated with what we do with puppies. Even down to at this many weeks old, they have a cognitive biological change happen and they can now do this. And at this many weeks old, another change happens. I'm like, those are the same weeks that they're saying the baby changes. This is crazy. And the whole thing about dogs, puppies having zoomies at about 8 o'clock, somewhere between 7 and 8, they just get wild. And it's because they're tired. The same thing happens with babies, and it's around that same time of night. Anyway, there were just so many connections that I got really excited about, and I really wanted to share it with other people because I thought, if I, as a mom of 7 kids, now 8, didn't know these things, then people that are getting their very first puppy definitely don't know these things about a puppy. And if they're getting their 6th puppy, maybe they don't know. And they just feel like puppyhood and crate training is just gonna be a nightmare, and that's how it is, and you have to survive and live through it. When really there's so much that can be done that is going to make your life so much better, and you just need to know how to do it. And we knew how to do it. So I got really excited about sharing that with other people. So one thing that I learned in doing sleep training with my baby was how important your schedule is throughout the day. That's what I wasn't, one big thing that I wasn't understanding was how important it was to make sure that they get all their calories in during the day so they're not hungry at night, as well as how to handle that waking when it happens. But it really starts from in the morning, and the things that you do with them throughout the day, their nap schedule, things like that, that their schedule was so important to be able to create a great nighttime experience with them and to be able to have that solid sleep. So I knew that with puppies as well. It's really important to be aware of your schedule throughout the day with them. So in the crate training challenge that we do, it also is potty training that you're going to be doing, because those two just go hand in hand. It's how it works. In order to potty train, you really should be crate training as well. It's your number one potty training tool. And so if you are aware of your feeding schedule throughout the day and of their potty schedule, which you'll come to find that puppies have their own kind of potty rhythm and you figure it out as you actually just take 2 seconds and note it down. So that's part of this crate and potty training challenge, is we provide the sheets for you to just fill it out fill it out and take notice of what your schedule is like and how it's affecting how your puppy is doing with potty training, as well as behavior issues and training things. So it's important to notice when you feed them, then when they need to potty after that, when the last time you gave them water, and when they needed to pee after that, what time they went to bed, when they woke up in the night, so that then you can have that information and be able to it just takes a minute to notice, oh, this happens and then this happens. Oh, if I change this, then it will change down here. And so it's not that we want to micromanage life with our puppy and that we need to be writing down every single second, and it doesn't need to be that, but it does need to just be make you aware. So you're not going, they just keep pottying in their kennel, and you have no information to back up why. Oh, look, I guess I need to take them out to potty 20 minutes after they have breakfast. That's about when they need to poop, apparently, because that's what happened the last 2 days, right? And so you start to get a rhythm that doesn't make it so that you have to bend to your puppy and make your life revolve around everything with your puppy, but that you can figure out how to incorporate their rhythm and how they work into how it's gonna work best for you. As part of the crate and potty training program, what we have you do is you take your puppy out to potty on leash. And that may sound like, oh my gosh, do I really have to do that? Can't I just let them go and then I just forget about them for a couple hours and then hope that they have pottied at some point while they're out there, bring them back in? No, because you can't know for sure that they went, you can't know when they went, and they might be doing some naughty things out there while you just let them be for 2 hours that you're not able to then talk to them in a way that tells them, no, that's not good. So when they're really young, really, they need a lot of crate time. And that's not only okay, it's really good. It's almost like when you have a puppy and you want to just give them all the freedom and let them be out of their crate all the time. It's almost like you're saying, I really need to take my one-year-old to Disneyland. They're missing out. But really, it's too much for them. Like, they wouldn't care. It's too much. Save it. It's gonna come later. You're gonna take your kid to Disneyland when they're five, and it's gonna be better. They don't need all of that freedom and all of that stimulation yet. They actually need more structure and a place to calm down and a place to relax. So you take them out to potty on leash. You're aware of whether they potty or not. You're figuring out that rhythm, and then you're coming, maybe doing a little training after they potty, and then they're coming back in and being in the crate for a while you continue on your day and, you know, make lunch or whatever else you need to be doing. They can be in the crate for a while, and that's not only okay, it's good. And so that you're gonna just take note of whether they pottied outside. It will take you 2 seconds. We teach you how to set it up so that it's easy, so you have these papers that you print off that come along with the program, and you keep them near where your crate is, so it's easy. You always have a pencil or a pen there by you. So you just take note of how it goes throughout the day so that you can make a better experience for you and your dog, and you have knowledge to be able to make sure that you're not having accidents, and to make sure that you're getting the rest that they need, and all of those things. It really doesn't take a lot, but it's intentional. Often we have people coming to us with their puppy and they're like, I'm doing the potty, taking my puppy out to potty on leash, but it's a nightmare. I'm just out there for half an hour or 45 minutes. I've even heard people say an hour walking around with their dog, hoping that the dog will potty. You don't need to do that. Remember that we are trying to help our puppy learn to have a good life with us. And that means them learning to live in a way that is good for our schedule and our whole family. So we need to teach them when it's time to potty, it's time to potty. I'm serious. So you take them out for a max of 2 minutes. and let them sniff around and what, and but it's time to potty. And if they don't, because remember you're noting these things, and so you're like, it's time to potty, but they haven't yet, you bring them back in into their crate, and they go right in their crate, and then you wait for 10 minutes about, when you know it's time for them to potty, they really should need to be going. Let them be in their crate. You're not upset. None of that. It's just, this is the routine. They go back in for 10 more minutes and then just set an alarm or whatever. Then you're gonna come back out and try again. And you're only trying for 1 or 2 minutes, right? Because they'll learn pretty quickly, if I need to go to the bathroom, now is the time. It's not now is the time to party. It's now is the time to potty. So come, go out, potty, and back in. And once they've actually pottied and you feel like, okay, they've emptied, we're good now. Now is the time to give them more freedom. Let them be supervised as they're around you a bit, or let them train with them a bit, feed them out of your hand as you train, whatever. That's the time to do it. But as far as the potty training part goes, out on leash for a little bit, back in the kennel if they don't potty. People often wonder, how long do I have to potty train this puppy? How long of a process is this? And truthfully, it could be years and years if you don't get on it and know how to do it correctly. I feel so bad when people come in with a 2 or 3 year old dog. They're like, we have potty problems all the time with this dog. That could have been solved for you so long ago. So what it really takes, if you know what you're doing and follow the process, is 2 weeks. And you are gonna see a lot of progress within the first 2 or 3 days. For me, with sleep training, for example, with my child, with my particular children, it took 2 or 3 days, and then we were golden. I was like, whoo, that was sweet. And slight regressions sometimes, but it was easy to, because I knew what to do, to just get them right back to where they were sleeping great. So same idea with puppies, but really there are some puppies that it's gonna take 2 weeks. So we say it's a 14-day program because we really want you fully dedicated for 2 weeks. This is what we're doing. In a lot of ways though, it's gonna make your life easier than perhaps it is right now, because we're going to help you learn where the boundaries are and that you really can use the crate as often as we teach you to use it. And so there's some things that are gonna make life a lot easier for you, but we want you all in, dedicated 2 weeks. You'll see great progress within the first 2 or 3 days, but then some puppies are just hard nuts. They're just really hard. And it might take a full 2 weeks, but man, after 2 weeks, they really will have, they'll understand the concept. Any slight regression, just like with my kids, you can snap it right back in because you'll know how to do it.